like I was listening to the narrative that, you know, it's never going to happen, it's a pipe dream. And but the more I've looked into it, the more people I've met, the more kind of enthusiasm that is for to reopen this Western Rail corridor. It makes complete sense, you know. I think that we are a significant area of economic growth all along the Atlantic seaboard here, and I think this would be, like, pardon the pun, it was actually someone else said this, but you know, the spine of Connacht. And it is, if we can get that railway open, and I think we should, I think that we need to collectively, both in the counties of Mayo, Galway, Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, right up, I suppose, St Clair, Limerick, the whole way up, that we should have this railway, we should have the same connectivity as they have along the East Coast. And I think, you know, the more that parties come together about it and the more politicians that really push for it, more the reality will be, you know, it will actually become a reality.
A lot of enthusiasm, as you mentioned, to be sure, among a number of relevant bodies. But will that be enough to get it over the line to allow it materialise to more than just a pipe dream?
Well, I think, like, we have all this Apple tax money, you know, and I know as a party we've committed 2.5 billion of this to major public transport projects. So, like, if Labour, I mean, if we decide, or we, you know, that we get, I suppose, that we consider going into government, if we've a critical mass, you know, if we've enough people elected, that if we are a foreign part of the next government, whatever that may be, public transport has been high in our priority anyway. So this will be something that will be very high in my priority if I'm elected to this region. I think that we need the political will. I think we can see, we'll say, for example, a lot of the IDA-backed businesses would love to see this. Knock Airport would love to see this. Like the ATU, I think, is the biggest one, that there are 40,000 students based between Sligo and Galway, and there is a connect, like, we need to connect to these campuses, even for students, for lecturers, for people working within the different campuses, and MSLETB, like I mean, higher and further education and further education training opportunities all around the West and the Northwest, they can all be connected. And so I think we need to start thinking bigger. Like, the narrative has often been, you know, just keeping it in Sligo, but there's a way more, I suppose, to think about than just Sligo. You know, it's expanding it into Mayo. So there's a lot. It's more about a region than about a county.